Mida Avram Avinu, Harshi is talking about Avram Avinu. You know, the Mida of Avram Avinu was Ava. There's Chesed, Titan Emes the Yaakov, Chesed the Avram. But Chesed really is Neveya, flows from Ava. Ava is Hashem. It says in last week's Haftarah, after Yisrael, Avdi, Yaakov, Hashem, Bechaticha, Zera, Avram, Oyavi. Avram is called the Oyev. Oyev Hashem, Zera Avram, Oyevi, the one who loves me. Rashi over there says, Rashi says in the Pasuk, Nishaya, Zera Avram, Oyevi, Shalohi Kirani mitoich teichochov, limud avoysov. He had no Rebbe, nobody taught him about, his parents didn't teach him anything, he had no chinuch, nothing, he had nothing. Avram Avinu had nothing. He came, he was Kirani mitoich ava, he looked in the Bria and he saw a beautiful Bria, and he loved me. He came, he understood who I was through Avas Hashem. That was Avram Avinu, that was the meat of Avram Avinu. And everything really revolves, you find this in this week's parasha, the Maisa with Echnosis Archim is the famous Maisa. So it talks about, it says, Vayimayer, keeps on saying the Lashon of Vayimayer Avram, Ho'el Ol Sora, Vayimayeri Shlosh Dim, go quick, do it fast, quickly. What's the pshat? Avad is Rizus, it's a big Indian. But I saw him, Seals Yisharim says, also, Vayorot Avram, Vayar, Vayorot Lekrosom, Vayabokar Rots Avram. What's the word? Seals Yisharim says that the Tire, he's oimed on this diuk. V'chein timtza kol maseim shel tzadikim tomid b'mehiris. Avram k'sivay v'yimayir Avram ha'el al-sara v'yem emari v'yikin on ha'v'yimayir and Rifka also v'temayir v'tarkada. All the mehiris zok there the tira shel odom ashet light nafshoi b'avoydus b'yroi. If you have a fire, if you're on fire, if you're flamed and you love the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, so v'adai shel yis'atzel b'asiyas mitzvoysov el tia t'nuosu k'truosu eisha mehiro. You're going to do it. You have the Avas Hashem. It comes from Avas Hashem. A person who has Avas Hashem is going to run and do it. It's Boyer Bekir Boyer, Avas Hashem. And Melo, that's where this Jesus comes from. The meat of Jesus Nevea, again, from the Zera Avram Oyevi, from the Avas Hashem Avram Avinu. We also find that Avram was Makarv Rechaikim. It's Anefesh Asher Asu Bechoron. Targum says that the Asher Shabidu Raisa. He brought them close to Torah, to Hashem. So what's the pshat? Stam, a nice thing that Avram Avinu did. He was Makarav Rechaikim, he was in the Kirav. The Sefer HaMitzvos L'Rambam touches it up also that it comes from this same mid of Avas Hashem. Sefer HaMitzvos says that Mitzvah Gimel, Sheyivonu Be'avosu Yisala. We have to think about Hashem's mitzvahs. How do you love Hashem? Is the mitzvah of Ahavtas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'idecha? So, God, how do you do that? V'hoyu hadvarim ha'ilah asher anoichim mitzavcha ayoyim al levavecha shemitokach atamakiris misha omar v'hoyah oilam. A person learns the Dvar Hashem, he learns the Baruch Shalom's Torah, that brings the day of Hashem. Person gets to know Hashem, when you get to know somebody, you get to love that person. You get to know the Rabbeinu Shalom, Dvar Hashem, this is what Hashem says, you get to love him. One way, that's what the Sefer HaMitzvah says, Asher Anoichim Mitzavcha Ayoyim. But part of that mitzvah of Avas Hashem is, he says like this, Shezois HaMitzvah Gam Ken Koylela Sheniya Koyrim Levnei HaOdom Kulam Lavoidoso Yisala. To call people to be vayikur b'shem Hashem, to get people to believe in Hashem. Vas epis. Kishetev ish echod to sape b'shvachov. When you love somebody, you talk about him. The tarba b'hem the tikur b'nei adam leivaysoi. Vizeo al derech moshul. Kain kishetev oisoi yisala b'emes kashegiluchom me'asogis amitosei at the koyer bli sofik asichum v'apesiyim l'das yediyas o emes asheyidatoi. Aveyu ol abriyas kavram avicha. When you love something, you talk about it. You want other people to also love it. When you love the Rebbeinu Shalom, you talk about the Rebbeinu Shalom. You tell other people how special the Rebbeinu Shalom is. So part of Avas Hashem is this Hanefesh Asher Asu B'choron. It's not stam that he was makar b'chaykim. It flowed from the special love that Avraham Avinu had for the Rabbeinu Shloim. So he wanted other people to also share in that love. He wanted people to realize the beauty, to see the beauty of the Rabbeinu Shloim. Memela, he was vayikra b'shem Hashem. Memela, he was makar b'chaykim as anesh shas b'choron. It's not a random thing. It's all part of Avas Hashem. So you find b'chlal, that's the guns, the whole meat of Avraham Avinu, Zerah Avraham, Oyavi, Avas Hashem. That seems to be the thread of Avraham Avinu. However, then we come to the Akedah Yitzchak, Aleihu Shom L'Oila. So Avraham Avinu thinks that the Tzivui Hashem was to go ahead and shecht him. Right? That wasn't L'maisa. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end of the day says, Aleihu Shom L'Oila, Aleihu, just bring him up, but then don't shecht him, bring him down. Aleihu Shom L'Oila. But L'maisa, in terms of Avraham Avinu, he thought that was the Tzivui Hashem. L'maisa, go ahead and shecht him. So afterwards, at the end, Vayishlach Avraham es Yodoi, Vayikach es Hamacheles, and he's gonna shecht him. Vayelchu Shneim Yachtov. Vayishlach Avraham es Yodoi, Vayikach es Hamacheles. Vayikolov Malach Hashem es Shemayim, Vayim Avraham. Vayomer Hineini. Vayomer Al Tishlach Yodcha Lanar Val Tasloim Umo. Don't touch him. Al Tasloim Umo. Avram wanted to, but no. Al Tasloim Umo. Ki Ato Yodati. Now I know. Ki Rei Elikim Ato. You're Rei Elikim. What happened? What happened? You Rei Elikim Ato. What happened now? Before he didn't know. It was a hard in the Soyan. Or custom wasn't so hard. Ki Ato Yodati. Ki Rei Elikim Ato. And what's this Yira business? We said Avraham Avinu's midah zera Avraham Oyavi. It's all about love. All of a sudden it switches gears. Ki ata yodati ki yireli kimata. And the Torah says, yeah. The Torah says that kufa wasn't in the soyan. Avraham Avinu's midah was ava, was chesed, was doing things l'shem shamayim, wonderful things makar b'chaykim. But to go ahead and now do a ma'aseh b'achzorius to shecht his son. It's a shver zach to go through Ava. Ava's not going to go ahead and be able to make him do that. That's Yira. The Tzivui Hashem is taka to do this. I'm going to do it. That's already Yira. And that shows a shlemus. It's not just I'm a good guy, I'm a nice guy, I love doing nice things. I can do things which aren't so nice. If that's the Ratzon Hashem, I don't understand. That's the Ratzon Hashem. That's what Hashem said. So Hashem says it's more than that. So Avraham Avinu, yes, also, he says, Makshin halay avaydosoy shal Avraham, Yirei elikim ato, Makshin halay avaydosoy shal Avraham, Oye v'chinas aves Hashem, Shehu l'mayla me'ovid me'ira, V'lomo yichis lo yakosav Yirei elikim, why does the Torah call him Ki'ati yadav ki Yirei elikim, aves even greater than the Yira. Avraham Avinu tzu, ki zeh atzmoy halayan esoyin. By the way, you know Avraham Avinu, all of his remachei vorim went ahead, he trained himself out of Avas Hashem, that every single Aver in his body went to do Memeilu L'Ratzon Hashem. You know the Gemashim of Avraham? Anybody know it? 248. Aleph Beis is 3. Resh Hey Mem. Resh is another 200. It's 203, and Hey is 208, and Mem is 248, because the person has 248 Avarim in his body. Ramach Avarim, Shesak Gidim. And every part of Avraham Avinu, every part of the Ramach Avarim of Avraham Avinu went and screamed, the Rabbeinu Shloim, I love you. And did the Avas Hashem. But over here, this was, he says, the Sassema says, okay, the Emes over here didn't go. Over here, the Mela, Avraham Avinu was a Avraham, went and did the Ratzon Hashem, over here wasn't going. You know why? That wasn't the real Ratzon Hashem. So Avraham Avinu didn't feel it. Liba shel Avram lo hirgish dveikus va'ava bezua uvda al yedei sheva emes lo hoyo keina retoin shel Hashem Yisborach. So the Mela here, he had a rely on Yira. It doesn't go, I don't feel the love, it's not going. The Baruch Shalom said it, Yira Shemayim. I can't, it's an Amud Barzel. It's an Amud Barzel. I can't move away from that Sivu Hashem. Even if I don't feel the love, that's Yira. And Avada, the Ava has to go. Yeah, you have to have the complementary of Yira. It's not going to go by itself. Sometimes you don't feel the Ava's Hashem. Sometimes you don't have the love, but if the Rebbe Shalom said that's what you do, that's what you do. Yirenu Ikim Ata, that's the Shlemus of Avraham Avinu. That was the Nesoyin of the Akedah. And that's the Ata Yadati, the Sasem Estaiches, that Avraham Avinu was meeting with Ava. It didn't go now. That Ava's Hashem is not going to allow him to shech the son, especially if that's not the Ratzon Hashem, really. He didn't feel it, but years Hashem. That's what he had, and the text that really Yitzchok's midah, we know was din was yira. Avram and Yitzchok really, Yitzchok was inherent, was really part of, was from, came from Avram. It was there be'etzem. The ikar midah of Avram was ava, but it came, but it was yira also. Avada Avram Avinu had yira. They tied like this. I forgot who said this. But Yitzchok sees Avram going to shecht him. He chaps. Vayomer Yitzchok el Avram, Ovi, Vayomer Ovi, Vayomer Hineni Bini. So he tied like this. He says, Vayomer Ovi, Ovi, Beloshin bit me. Ovi? Ovi? Is this you, Avram? Is this my father? My father was a great Oyev, Zer Avram Oyevi. Avram is an Oyev Hashem, you're going to do this Maisa. Which is not out of Ava. This is Avi. Vayomer Avi b'loshen bitmiya. Not pashup shot. Avi. Vayomer hineni bini. Today I'm doing the midas hayira. Today I'm you. Today I'm Yitzchak. Today I'm midas hayira. Because that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. That's the shleimus of a person. Avraham Avinu was a shleimus. There's a psik if you say by the Malach. Malach, he says, it's also pshat, Vayishlach Avram es Yodoy. What's Vayishlach Avram es Yodoy? What's Vayishlach? Vayikach Samachelas. It didn't go. It wasn't going. Normally Avram Avinu, everything he did, all of his Eivorim went to the Rotz Hashem. It had to be, he took the knife. His hands didn't want to do it. It didn't go. He had to send it out. Vayishlach Avram es Yodoy. It wasn't Memela. He had to work. It wasn't out of Ava. It wasn't going by itself. Yiras Hashem. Hashem said to do it. Vayikra lov malach Hashem in Hashemayim vayoyme Avraham, Avraham, Avraham. There's a psik. Yisiv psik. One of the neginei hata, the trup. Psik means there's a hefsik. There's something that's stopping it. Avraham, Avraham. What's the psik? The Zohar says like this. What's the stop? What's the stoppage over here? Avraham? Malach said twice Avraham. Avraham, Avraham. What's that? What's the psik? You look, there's a line. It's a chop. What's the psik? What's the, you have to stop a little bit. The Balkari has to stop. Avram, Avram. What's the psik? So the Zoyar, there was two Avrams over here. There was two Avrams. Avram Basra, the second Avram, the Avram Kadmor. Before that Akedah and after that Akedah. Avram Kadmor was Shlim. Was not Sholem. That's a state in Zoyar. Kadmor was Basra, Shlim. Avram, Avram. Basra, Shlim. Kadmor lo shlim, the hashto shlim be esin nisoyni. This nisoyin, and the way we're taking it, it was a nisoyin that yirei kim ato. That now there's Yerushalayim. The first Avram Avinu had Ava, but that's not shlemus. Avada was inherent, but right now, but Poyla wasn't shlemus. There was no shlemus in Avram. There was no shlemus. The second Avram Basru, there's a psik. It's a different Avram. It's a different Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu shlemus. Now there's Ava plus year. Oh, that's shleimus. No matter what, I'm going to do the Ratzon Hashem. Even if I don't feel the love, Yir Shamayim. So Tosfos in Brachos, I think Mamash says this word. Tosfos in Brachos like this. You know, there's a halacha that you have to say, Baruch Atah Hashem, you make a bracha, with Shem Umalchus. Alekeinu Melech HaOlam. The Rif Paskins, you have to say Malchus. The Rif Paskins, if you don't say, let's say, Amoytzi Lechem in Haaretz, Baruch Atah Hashem, you forget Elokeinu, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu, you forget Melech HaOlam, Baruch Atah Hashem, Moitzi Lechem in Oretz, and that if it's over the bracha, you're not yoyt, you have to say it over. You need Malchus. You need Malchus for a bracha. Azoy Shtey, you need Malchus. Melech HaOlam. Shmoyne Esrei, Reino Volnyenu, Beribri Veinu, Golenu Meir Mashamecha, Baruch Atah Hashem, where's the Malchus? Where's the Malchus? Where's the Melech HaOlam? Shame you have. Where's the Malchus? Places in Bracha says, if it's not Pesachas but Baruch, it's only when it's Pesachas, when it starts with the Baruch, you don't have to have Malchus. I, the first Bracha in Shemoyne Esrei, it's Pesachas b'Baruch, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu v'Elokeinu, says no Melech HaOlam. Zok Toysis in Bracha is like this. I'll read you the Lashon. Toysis in Bracha says, Brachas from Shmoyne Esrei ain't ben Malchus, ain't a bone b'psicha, b'chsima, ain't shayich Malchus, aval okay Avram, he's bavarning, that the first bracha does have, is Pesachas b'Baruchas, Baruch Atah Hashem, where's the Elokeinu, where's the Melech HaOlam in the first bracha of Shmoyne Esrei? Elokei Avram, havi k'moy Malchus. That's in lieu, that's the substitute for the Malchus. That's Melech HaOlam. When you say Elokei Avram, you're saying Melech HaOlam. Why? So Tosfos. Is the Melech HaOlam. Avram Avinu is the one who told, who preached and said it and everything. So Mamela, that's Malchus. Okay, Efshir sounds like this. Maybe a little more than this. That it's not Stam Avraham Avinu preached. Yeah, Rabbeinu Shlomo is the Melech HaOlam. More than that. Avraham Avinu lived. He lived Malchus. He lived in Rabbeinu Shlomo's Melech HaOlam. I'm going against the grain. My teva is Avos Hashem. And I don't feel it. In the Arcade, I don't feel it. I'm doing Yira. The Avram Avram, the Shlemus. How do I do that? How does anybody come to that? How can you go and check your son? And when it's, you know, you feel, you know, it's not, there's no Avar there. There it is, because the Avram Avram, Shlemus, that's the two Avrams, the Shlemus, there must be a Melech HaOlam. It's not me. There must be a Melech HaOlam. There must be a higher being that's telling me what to do, and I'm totally subservient. I'm a total Eved. He's the Melech. That's Malchus. That's Melech HaOlam. Avram Avram, the Shlemus, Kadmah, Lo Shlem, Basrosh. That's Malchus. And like when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, like Cain, you say, okay, Avram, you're saying Melech HaOlam. Because that's Avram's life. Malchus. What's the Gematria of Malchus? What's the Gematria of Malchus? Mem, Lamed, Chof, Vav, Sof. Mem and Lamed is 70, right? 40, 30. Chof. Another 20 is 90. 90 and Vav is 96. And Sof, 496. 496 is Malchus. Who showed the Malchus? Avram. The Shlemus of Avram. Where's the Shlemus of Avram? Avram, Avram! Avram Kadmon, Avram Asro. Avram is how much? Avram is how much? 248. The two Avrams, 248 and 248. The two Avrams, the Shlemus of Avram, 496. That's Malchus. That's Malchus. Shemu Malchus Elkei Avram. It means Hashem when you say by Mincha Baruch Atah Hashem Elkei Avram, you think Melech HaOlam. It's Malchus. That's a total, it wasn't just one side of the sphere, it's Umatsasas Levavoy Nemon Lefonecha. By Tzeisimir Kastim, the Santa Shmoy Avram, Umatsasas Levavoy Nemon Lefonecha. Nemon means Nemonus. He's trustworthy. No matter what I say, he'll do. It doesn't make a difference if it's against his grain, if it's not exactly the way, it's not the flow of Avram Avinu. Doesn't make a difference. Avram Avinu is a subservient, is an Eved Hashem, is in Gansin Mosul Hashem. Ava, Yira, Shlemus.
Shleimus. And bechlal, you know, our avoda avadah should be from Ava. It's a high madrega, but a person can't lose the yira. If it's not what Hashem says, even if, you know, sometimes even Avas Hashem could tell you, go ahead and do this. They say pshat. I mean, not the view, they were makde eish zoro out of Ava, but it was Hashem loy tziva. That Ava was not the right thing. It was out of Ava. But the Ava has to have a lock. The Ava can't go wild. Sometimes, like you find, it says in the Achremois, the Isha Sheikach is a Choisoi, Basov Bas Imoi, the He Sirius, and also Chesed Hu. This is Chesed, the Lashon of Chesed. Chesed, Znus. If the Ava goes in the wrong place, if it's Mispasha to the wrong place, it could be Znus. That's Yishmael. The Av of Avraham Avinu says Yishmael took Znus. Tisha Tavim. Chesed. It's Chesed. It's too much. There has to be a lock. There has to be a gvul to that, to the Ava. Even Avas Hashem has to have a gvul of Yira. Says Taka Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, we say in Mogin Ovis, and Mechai Moisim Amore, it says, the fun of Navoi be Yira of Fachad, the Noidel Shmoy. Shabbat the year of a fachad. Shabbos we know is Zman v'anchilenu Hashem alekenu. Avu v'rotzen. Shabbos is Zman of Avu v'rotzen. Where does year of a fachad come in? What of Hashem dibarnu? Avu v'rotzen is gevaldik. But there has to be a lock. You have to hold it. There has to be a year of a fachad. Even on Shabbos. The marshals to a mother that's hugging a baby. She loves him, but yeah, if it's too much, if it's too hard, if it's going to choke the baby. Can't be that much. You have to hold back. The Av has to have a gvul of year in Pachad. Even Shabbos Heilig and Shabbos Kodesh. You say, Tata, Vayichulu, Vashomayim, Vahorzim, Kol Tzavom. What's Vayichulu? It was finished. But also the Taich Baal Turim says, Vayichulu is the Loshin of Nichsefa Vagam Kolso Nafshi. Kolso is a lotion of longing, of pining, of tshuka, of love. The Shemayim Ba'aretz, Vayichulu Shemayim Ba'aretz, there was a pining, there was a longing for Shabbos Kodesh to come. There was a love, Vayichulu. I wish to think about Turim, Arachayim, there's a love called Vayichulu. How many times do we say Vayichulu? How many times do we say Vayichulu? We say by Shemayim Esrei? Right after Shemayim Esrei? Right? And Kiddush. Say Vayichulu three times on Shabbos. What's the gematria of Vayichulu? Which is really love. Which is really Ava. What's Vayichulu? Vav, Yud, Chaf, Lamed, Vav. Vav and Yud is 16. Chaf. 36. Lamed. 66. And Vav? 72. Happens to be Agav Urcha. That's Chesed. Right? Ches Samach Dalid happens to be 72. Vayichulu. It's a lotion of Ava. Chuka. Kolso Nafshi. Vayichulu. But you say it three times. Vayichulu three times. 72 times three. 72 and 72? Let's do it together. 72 and 72? 140. 144. Another 72? 46 and 70? 216. 216, right? 216. Yira Yud Reish. Yira Yud Reish is 210. Aleph A is another 216 is Yira. Vayichulu, which is law. Vayichulu, which is chuka. Vayichulu, three times. Yira. Shabbos is the Zman of Ava and Yira. That's Avraham Avinu. Shabbos is the Zman of Ava. Magadu Masech Hashem. You see the Bria, the Gevalvik. The bunch of created beautiful Bria, but year also, the Shekhinah is closer to you. When you see the Shekhinah, when you feel the Shekhinah, you have a year. The two go together, the complementary. That's what we're saying. That's the Shlemus of Avraham Avinu. The two go together.
we said before, the way a person comes to Avos Hashem, the meat of Avos Hashem comes with Torah.
Person has to learn Torah, and you learn Dvar Hashem, then you have that the mail brings you to Avos Hashem.
There's a beautiful story. Mr. Zalman Meltzer was a Shiva in Slutsk around World War I, and there was a bacher. The bombs were flying. It was very dangerous in yeshiva, and the front kept on changing. It was a dangerous situation in Bechlau. So the bacher, most bacher, went home. They went home because the bombs, it was dangerous. They went home with a bacher with, they say his shoes were very worn. And he went home. It took him a week. He went by foot. He had no money. Nobody had money then. And he went home and he got home. His mother sees him after a week of traveling. His mother sees him. She says, "What are you doing here? I sent you to yeshiva. Torah is a schooler. You'll be safer. It's not safe. You'll be safer in yeshiva." The bacher saw how much mesiras nefesh his mother had. And he said, "Yeah, I'll go, okay. I came back because, you know, I thought you wanted me home, and there's a lot of bacher going home. I'll go back to yeshiva." And he's tired. He went for a week by foot. He goes back, and his shoes are vita worn and torn. And he goes back. It takes him 2 weeks to get back. 3 weeks later, he shows up by Mrs. Zalman Meltzer. He knocks on the door, and Mrs. Zalman is emotional. He starts crying. He hugs him. He sees him. "You're back. You're coming to learn. It's a danger zone." He said, "My mother wants me to come back." So Mrs. Zalman takes one look at his clothing. He sees his shoes. He says, "Before you go into the Smedish, just do me one favor. I want to switch shoes with you. I have another pair of shoes. I'll take your shoes, and you take another pair of shoes." He was masking. The bacher was masking. Mrs. Zalman kept those shoes, and the bacher sat and learnt. He kept those shoes as a dugma, as a symbol of Avos Hashem, of Avos HaTorah, of what Mesiras Nefesh, and also what a mother can do. The mother sent him back. Those shoes he kept as a, this is Avos Hashem, this is Avos HaTorah. That bacher became Reb Lezer Shach. Reb Shiva Panovich. Whose yard site was yesterday. Nothing, yet nothing. But you see where it comes from, the mother of Moshe Nefesh, who says, "Go, I sent you to yeshiva to learn, forget the bombs." The whole place was Sakonis Nefoshis. Yes, they say, Lemaisa, Rav Shach was very close with Brisker Rav. It's Bechaim's son. The Brisker Rav was Bechaim's son. And he came, he was in Europe, and then he went to Eretz Yisrael. He lived in Yerushalayim. He was Niftan, I think, in 1959. And Rav Shach first lived in Yerushalayim before he came to Roshiva in Panovich in Bnei Brak. So he had a lot to do with Brisker Rav in like those couple of years before he became Roshiva in Bnei Brak in the 50s. And they say that I saw a maisa with Reb Shach. He asked Bachum, he's saying Shir and Panovich already. He was Shir and Panovich. He said Shir, and he asked the kasha, and the kasha was a bomb kasha. And it was late at night. All the Bachum were tumbling about the kasha in Neva Teretz, and that's it. So he started. Everybody went back. He went back to the dorm. Reb Shach went home. The next day, Reb Shach's not there, but Shachris. Bachum noticed, and he comes about 10, 11 o'clock. And he goes over to this kvutzah of bachum that he spoke to last night. He said, "Nu, you have a teretz?" He said, "No." He says, "What did you do after we left?" So he said, "You know, we couldn't have a teretz. We went to sleep." So he said, I have a teretz. I'm embarrassed to say, but I'll tell you what happened. I worked and I worked and I worked on it last night, and I couldn't find a teretz. And it was already late, and I had to ask the Brisker Rav. Brisker Rav will be able to tell me the Terence. So I davened the Sikin. I don't remember if it was being Chidus or not. I don't know. He davened the Sikin, and he took a bus to Yerushalayim. First bus to Yerushalayim. He went to the Brisker Rav. He asked him the Kasha. The Brisker Rav told him the Terence, and here's the Terence. That's why I'm in Shachris. That's why I'm going to come at 10 o'clock. The Avos HaTorah doesn't relent. The Avos HaTorah of Shachad. Yeah, he didn't shot. You have a kasha, you have to go to Mr. Rav, you ask him shot. So another maisa, when he was still in Yerushalayim, before he became Rashi ben Bnei Brak,
So it was also, he was learning with the Riskarov, and they also, he asked the Makash on the Rambam, and they didn't have a Teretz, so Riskarov sends, so he went home, also he went home, you know, whatever it was 1 a.m., Riskarov found the Teretz, thought and found the Teretz, and tells his son Reberel to go ahead, to go to Rav Shach, and tell him the Teretz on the Rambam. Beryl looks at the clock, it's after 1 a.m., and he said, you know, maybe, you know, after Shluff, I don't want to go now. So Riskarov says, Reblazer Shluff nisht, af Hashver Rambam. Reblazer was his first name, Elazar Menachem Lund. He doesn't sleep with Shver Rambam. He's not sleeping. Don't worry. Kachavi, Beryl goes, and he sees he's deep in thought. He's pacing back and forth. Rav Shach is pacing back and forth, and he tells the Teretz and the Simcha that Rav Shach had was Ein L'Shayer. Also, there was one time that I saw the Meister David Finkel. Somebody was at Shach's with Biskarov, and he said there was a snowy day. It was a foot of snow in Yerushalayim, and the whole city closed down. Especially those days, it was gone. That's it. And he said, oh, today would be a good day. Nobody's going to be by Biskarov. Nobody's going to be Chepri. Yeah, Biskarov is a good door. People went to him. Today's a good day to go to the Biskarov. I'm going to go to the Biskarov. Anyways, he's going, he sees it. It's like, no, nothing's there. There's snow. It's the whole thing is white out. It's, you know, white out, lots of. And he sees from far some guy jumping outside the Biskarov's house. Some guy jumping like Meshuggah. And as he gets close, he sees it's Rav Shach. And he said, "What? You're cold. Go inside. Like you're freezing cold. It was freezing." So Rav Shach said, "No. I just went to the Biskarov. He told me it's Chedushim. He told me it's Chedushim. I'm feeling like dancing. I'm dancing. I always feel like dancing when the Biskarov tells me it's Chedushim. But you know, it's the public. I'm not going to start dancing in public. But today, nobody's around. It's a snowy day. So I'll do what I want. I'll dance in public. Nobody's going to say I'll dance. I'll do the Hagish like deal." Well, they know that we don't think on the same same chesed, but Simchas HaTayr that he had, the Avos HaTayr, which is really there from Avos Hashem. How do you love? They say also Rabbi Pavarsky, who's also Rashi Parshas, that he said, if I wouldn't have seen this with my own eyes, I wouldn't believe this. He said, but he saw it. He saw it with his own eyes. He said he saw Rav Shach had surgery once, and he had general anesthesia. And that's it. L'chayra, a person said general anesthesia is out cold. Right? He said Rav Shach's lips were moving the whole time. Divrei Torah. Loy oid that not only was his lips moving the entire time, but he says his hands were moving like this. You know, his lips are moving as well like this, in his anesthesia. He said he saw it. They had to strap him down. They do the surgery. It was part of him. The Amelus Batayra, the Avos HaTayra was mamish part of him. That's Avos HaTayra. So you're going to ask me, good, but that's not me, you know? Meister, what does it do for me? Shach. Shach was a Kodesh Vitar. I'll tell you like this, that it says by the Akedah that he saw Onon Kosho Lahar. He saw the Kedusha of the Haram Eriya. He saw the Onan, the Shechina. Saw the Shechina, Avraham Avinu saw the Shechina. And he asked Yitzchak, do you see it? He said, I see it. And he asked the Or of Imoy, Eliezer and Yishmael, he said, do you see? They don't see it. Shvulach and Poyim HaChamar. Shvulach and Poyim HaChamar. Say it, Pshat. If you don't see the Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of the Rebbeinu Shel, the Kedusha of the Torah, if you don't see it, it's because you're connected. Shvulach and Poyim HaChamar. Chamar is lashon of chumrius, of materialism. Chomer, gashmius. It's because you're too connected to the gashmius. And if you detach yourself from that, you'll feel it.
Of course. If a person's living a different life,
so he's not going to have that kedusha. He's not going to feel the simchas haTorah. He's not going to feel the avas haTorah.
On that we say, detach yourself. Detach yourself from the gashmias. The imtoimat.
Look, you know, when, you know, I mean, look, there's so much tumah out there. There's so much tumah out there, but there's so much kedusha in here. There's so much kedusha in here.
So what am I supposed to do?
And the answer is, little by little. When a person learns Torah, that's the best segula to detach himself from gashmias.
The more Torah you learn, the more connected to Torah, the less gashmias think you'll be.
The less gashmias think you'll be.
And the middle of the less gashmias think you'll be, you won't have the shvulach and poyim achamar, you'll feel the kedushas haTorah. The more you feel the kedushas haTorah, the more you'll learn. The more you learn, the more detached you'll get from the gashmias.
It's a cycle.
But start! Start! Start today! Listen, Baruch Hashem, now, Friday nights are mamish. They go forever and ever. Fridays? Friday nights? Mitzoy Shabbos? But don't do things which are going to detach yourself from Torah. Don't go the other way. Shvulach and poyim achamor, don't be chumristic. Don't do things which are going to detach yourself.
Learn a little more.
Friday night, learn another sugya. Another blot. Another half a blot. Another half an omelet. Whatever it may be, a little bit more. Detach yourself from gashmias, connect yourself with the kedusha.
And Mitzvah Shabbos Avada. Mitzvah Shabbos could be either, you know, my cousin there at Yeshua used to tell me, like, you know, okay, 6 o'clock Shabbos is over. So 6:30, I understand, you're busy, you're helping your wife. 6:30, I hear. You don't have a wife, so then, you know, whatever. So you're helping your parents, I don't know, you're cleaning up, whatever you're doing. 6:30. But 6:30 already, you have 6 hours. 5 hours. 4 hours. 10:30. Lav Malka. You have hours. Okay, I know, of course you want to have fun, you want to play basketball, about it, that's good, it's Gavaldic. But an hour, sit and learn, 2 hours, sit and learn. Make it a, don't come Sunday, don't come into Sunday like Ben Azmanen, you know, Shalom Aleichem. It's a Nuzman. It's not a Nuzman. It's a Hemshech. I don't know if I should say one more vice. The truth is, if it would have been a regular schmooze, I probably should have been done 10 minutes ago, maybe even more. But the Hashkoka had it. That's not the regular, you know, not the regular shmooze. I should go. Okay. One more ma'isa. The truth is, I'm just trying to say, ma'isa,
Avadi, you have to detach yourself from gashmias.
But there's one beautiful ma'isa, which it's really you can do. You do what you can do, but Avadi, you have to know what you can do.
One more ma'isa.
I'm not gonna say.
Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos, and we should emulate the Avraham Avinu with the Ava and the Yira, and I've been Shabbos. Well, I want to ask you one favor. There's a Shabbaton in 3 weeks.
And I think it's a good zach that the Olam should sing together. I think it's a good zach that we should sing together. The only thing is we have to know the right nigunim. We have to be on the same page.
So there's a niggun that I think most guys don't know. My shiur is a very small shiur, so
Efshur, the other one, wants to help me sing it. I'll teach it, and anyone help me sing it. In lieu of the
Maisa. Okay, I, it's basically a very simple niggun.
And